The following is a paid program on this station.
Investing involves risk and potential loss of principal, and there is no assurance that any investment will achieve its stated objectives. Historical investment performance is no guarantee of future results. Opinions and commentary discussed on this program are not intended to convey specific investment or financial advice, nor is it intended to recommend any specific investment or financial product. Listeners are encouraged to consult their own legal or financial advisor to determine the suitability of any specific investment strategy or investment product. The opinions expressed and material provided are for general information and should not be considered a solicitation for the purchase or sale of any security or investment service. Abraham & Company is a registered investment advisor and an SEC-registered broker-dealer, member FINRA and SIPC.
Welcome to Know Your Risk Radio with Zach Abraham on AM 770 KTTH. Whether it's preservation of capital or an aggressive growth strategy, every investor needs a clearly defined risk profile. Know Your Risk Radio is brought to you by Abraham & Company. Three generations and decades of experience helping families navigate the ever-changing, often treacherous, financial markets. Know Your Risk Radio starts now. Here's your host, Zach Abraham.
All right, welcome back to the show. The world's a little bit different since the last time we spoke. Some big happenings this week. And I can assume that most of you listening to this radio station are probably pretty happy about it. Yeah, and maybe you weren't, you know, a Trump fan, but chances are you're more pleased with the results than had the other party won. We're going to obviously start this show like we do every single show. We start with the market update, what's going on, and this is probably the most important market update we've done in quite some time. Why? Because there's been a tectonic shift, all right? And I think it's being misinterpreted in a lot of ways, but we'll get to that. The other thing we're going to do is we're going to update you with more questions that we've received from listeners of the show over the last week and in meetings from those who attended the retirement roundtable. We've been meeting with them. I've practically been living up in Seattle. For those of you that know, we office out of Gig Harbor, but obviously, when we do our retirement roundtable up in Bellevue, we've got a lot of people up north here, and we've been meeting a lot of you, and it's been great. Like I said, we really enjoy that. That's fun getting out of the office and getting to meet people face to face and share our different approach. Because if you listen to our show, we do things a little bit differently. So we'll address those coming up in the next segments. I want to get right into it because I think it's really important, as always, for the market update. But like I said, we've got some massive changes. And one of the things that I've been talking to people about, and again, most of you listening to this show, most of the people that come to the retirement roundtable tend to be a little bit more conservative, if you will. And they're very enthused about what took place on Tuesday night. And let me just say this. There is no question that this new administration will be more friendly to business. That's a bipartisan conclusion. All right. I don't care which side of the aisle you're on. There's just no question about it. Even Warren Buffett, who was out there raging against Trump over the last 2 months, he's already flipping his tune saying, well, it's going to be good for growth. Well, where was that opinion a few weeks ago, right? Everybody's a partisan. But here's what we need to pay attention to. We're at all-time highs. We're at all-time high valuations. None of this changes any of that. All right. We've got record levels of debt. Both in the corporate market. For those of you that listen to the show, you've heard me go on and on and on about this, and maybe you're probably sick of hearing about it, but you need to know. Because the stock market and asset prices and home prices and bond prices do not care who's in office, okay? One of the things we talk about on this show all the time is the pending disaster in bonds. And when we talk about bonds, think debt. A bond is just a debt. There's nothing special about it. It's just like your car loan, just like your home loan. It's a bond. It pays interest rates. Look at what's happened to interest rates in the last 4 days. They're blowing out. They're going higher. Bond prices are dropping. I cannot be more forceful about this. Are there concerns in the stock market? Yes, but the stock market has a big level of uncertainty, meaning that regardless of what the prognosticators say, the market does what it wants, and nobody can really predict that. We can see times where it's overvalued or undervalued, but bonds provide us a much higher level of certainty because their value is determined by two things: credit quality, meaning the solvency of the company issuing the debt or the country issuing the debt, and interest rates. We are at zero. Well, technically 0.3, 0.25, but zero for all intents and purposes. And bonds across the world are at a higher value. They're worth more as an investment than they've ever been. And this is with record levels of debt. So you're taking more risk buying bonds than you've ever taken, and you're also receiving a lower interest rate payment than you've ever taken. Now we see bonds shooting up. The value of bonds are going down, interest rates are shooting up. When you have a debt pile that is the biggest in the history of the world, U.S. corporate debt market is somewhere north of $6 trillion. In 2007, it was $3.2 trillion, so we doubled up there. Government debt in the United States in 2008 was $10 trillion. We're currently at $20 trillion. When you've got a record-level pile of debt stacked up, it shouldn't be valued, right? Supply and demand. We've got more of it than we've ever had, and yet it's at its highest prices. The easiest thing you can do to improve your returns in your investment portfolio and improve your security is find a bond alternative. And that does not mean pushing more money into stocks. So I am pounding the table. For those of you who've been waiting, don't try to time this. You got bonds at all-time highs. You need an alternative. We have several ideas. And if you want to call us, you can call us and I'll give you the ideas over the phone. Even if you don't want to do it through us, that's fine. But the easiest thing you can do, whenever we think of making our investment safer, we inherently think that we're going to lower the upside, right? We're going to accept less of a return to get safer. Because interest rates are so abnormally low, and I'm talking they're the lowest at any point they've been over the last 600 years, they can't go lower. I mean, marginally, maybe a little bit, but in the long, you know, in the big view of things, they're maxed out. Get out of the way. Or like we said at the retirement roundtable, get off the train tracks. The tracks are there for a reason. Trains use them. Don't sit there and wait till you see the train or you feel it to get out of there. Now, coming up in the show, we're gonna address some of the specific things that we're using as bond replacements for our clients that we expect to actually generate them greater returns and absolutely make them safer, insulate them from the rising interest rates and falling bond prices. You can also go to our show for those of you that have concerns or questions. We've got some great informational pieces on the show's website at knowyourriskradio.com. One of our pieces is how to turn your 401k into a pension if that's something you need. You can go to the website, knowyourriskradio.com, and you can download it. Everybody could benefit from taking a look at this and realizing some of the things that are out there and tools that you have at your disposal that maybe you didn't know about. The other thing you can do, obviously, you can give us a call at 866-779-RISK. Again, 866-779-RISK. And remember, we're all about risk management, which means we want to achieve you the same or greater results of return or net returns in your portfolio and lower your risk exposure. It's something that we should all be doing as investors. We call it risk management. Everybody needs that. So you can give us a call, go to the website, and educate yourself. So stick with us. We're going to get into the specific bond replacements, things that you can do, and we're going to get to more listener questions and hopefully address some questions maybe you've got. So thanks for listening. This is Know Your Risk Radio on AM 770 KTTH.
Is my money manager a value investor? Could I be getting better returns with an annuity instead of bonds? How often should I rebalance? How much risk is my portfolio actually exposed to? Well, don't go anywhere. This is Know Your Risk Radio, brought to you by Abraham & Company. Three generations and decades of experience helping families with customized investment strategies. Strategies that are not influenced by the big banks and Wall Street brokerage houses. You can download the Know Your Risk Radio podcast and schedule your free 15-minute risk review at knowyourriskradio.com.
When it comes to politics and investing, this is a smart audience. How do I know that? Because I talk to many of you every week. Some of you are buying gold, some are sitting on mountains of cash, and some are simply sticking with the same old investment portfolio that has drastically underperformed for the past 16 years of booms and busts. Hi, this is Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer of Abraham & Company. And all of this fear and confusion is precisely why we deploy our risk management investment approach. Rather than suggesting a portfolio based simply on your age, We build personalized retirement plans for each and every client that reflect both their individual growth needs and risk tolerance. What should your portfolio look like? Call us right now and schedule your free 15-minute risk review to get a side-by-side comparison of what you currently own and the risk-managed portfolio that we would recommend. 866-779-RISK. That's 866-779-RISK.
Abraham & Company is a registered investment advisor and an SEC-registered broker-dealer, member FINRA and SIPC.
Did you know many growth-focused annuities average between 5 and 6% annual growth? As the market goes up, you go up. When the market goes down, even if it was to go to zero, your account stays level. With growth-focused annuities, both your principal and interest gained over previous years is guaranteed. And today, they generate substantially more income than most bonds. Go to knowyourriskradio.com right now and schedule your free 15-minute risk review to find out if a growth-focused annuity may be right for you. KnowYourRiskRadio.com.
You're listening to Know Your Risk Radio with Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Abraham & Company.
All right, welcome back to the show. Thanks for sticking with us. Let's get right into the questions that we've received and some of the interactions we've had with some of you and other listeners that started at the Retirement Roundtable. And for those of you that don't know, we hosted a Retirement Roundtable with Dory Monson and Rick Gregorick from Your Partner in Law and Brian Ott from 525 Advisors and Steve Teitler from Best Mortgage. And the whole idea behind it was a team of experts. We all stay in our own lanes. We all have that in common. We handle the things that we handle. And other needs that clients have for retirement planning, like estate planning or legal advice or long-term care, we all use each other as resources because we want to avoid the whole jack of all trades, master of none. And not one firm can be best at everything. I don't care what they say. They can't. I've worked at the big firms. I'm telling you, you know, not one firm, not one place can be the best. But wanted to bring that up because, A, if you haven't, if you didn't hear about it, I think it's a great place to go. We're going to be having another retirement roundtable here in 2017, end of January, beginning of February, somewhere in there. Keep an eye out for it. And one of the things we talked about at that retirement seminar was this bond issue and offered an idea, offered some ideas for replacements. And I want to approach this from the angle of looking at it in terms of the questions that we received about our presentation, about the danger in bonds, how investors aren't paying attention to it because interest rates have been falling for 35 years, which means their bond portfolio has been golden. It's been wonderful. Been steadily cranking up 4.5%, 5.5% a year. Actually, it's outperformed the stock market over the last 16 years in real returns, but that's another conversation. But anyway, investors aren't paying attention. They're all freaked out about stocks. And what I'm trying to tell people is, look, you can lose just as bad in bonds. You're just not thinking about it because rates have been falling for 35 years. So sat down, had a meeting at Microsoft with one of the people that attended the seminar. And I told him I was going to talk about him on the radio show. So I got approval. But sat down and talked to this gentleman, and he's done a great job preparing for retirement. And he's one of these guys that if he manages his money well, obviously we'd love to help him with that. But he's going to be fine no matter what he does. He's done a good job controlling his costs. He's saved up enough money, and he's got a lot of options. But one of the things that we were talking about is he's got a significant portion of his money tied up in a bond ladder. Now, we talk about rising rates hurting bond prices. And several investors, including this gentleman, said, well, I'm not worried about rising rates, or that's not as much of a concern to me because I've got my bonds laddered. And I said to him, okay, well, that's good. And for those of you that don't know at home, the idea of a bond ladder is it's like any other debt. It has an expiration date, right? You got 7-year car loans, right? You got 10-year U.S. government bonds. If you hold that bond, if you buy that bond for $1,000, all bonds are denominated in $1,000, and we refer to that as par. Par value on a bond is $1,000. If you hold a bond, if you're an investor and you hold that bond till the end of the period, you get your principal back. So the idea with a bond ladder is you buy some bonds that are going to be coming due in 2 years. You buy some that are coming due in three, some in 4 years, some in 5 years. And so your investment is staggered out. So every year, a portion of those bonds are coming due. And you take that money when it comes due and you reinvest it in bonds at higher interest rates. Therefore, you're not taking the hit. It's been a wonderful tool for investors for a long period of time. It's not new. And I said to him, I go, okay, I'm glad that you're laddered. That's more protection. But how much are you making? And he said, oh, about 5%. And he may or may not have known this. But after we went through the portfolio, we found out he was actually making 3%. Because even though his bonds were paying 5%, he bought them for more than par value, which meant his rate of return. If I buy a bond for $1,000 and it's a 5% bond, I get $50. If I sell that bond to somebody else, whoever buys it's going to get the $50. But their rate of return is going to be 100% dependent on what they paid for it. If they paid $1,200, that $50 is a lower percentage rate than it would be if they paid $1,000, right? So he had paid more than par value for the bonds, which is totally normal. That's not a bad thing. But his real return, he was actually getting a 3% return on his money invested. And I said, okay, why do you have the bonds? Well, I have them for safety and I have them for income. It pays me more than I get in the bank. And I said, okay, perfect. Can bonds lose value? And he said, yes. And I said, can companies that issue bonds or governments that issue bonds, can they default on those bonds, therefore making your investment worth nothing? And he said, yes. I said, okay, what is the cost on your bonds? And it was whatever it was. It's got a cost, right? Every investment's got a cost. And I said, okay, if we can find you a cheaper investment that is more secure, meaning it's guaranteed not to lose, and a higher rate of return in the 5.5% to 6.5% rate per year, which means we double your return, isn't that something you should do? And he looked at me and said, well, theoretically, I guess you're right. I said, okay. And so we start talking about the dirtiest word in investing, which, again, if you've heard the show before, fixed indexed annuities. And the one drawback to fixed indexed annuities is they control how much money you take out, or they limit you. So most, well, the vast majority of fixed indexed annuities, you treat them just like an investment account. Right? They don't make you take payments. It's not like the old annuities where you give a bunch of money to the insurance company and they give you an allowance, right, for the rest of your life. This isn't how these work. These are just designed to grow your money. They're money growth tools. And you can take out up to 10% of your money every single year without paying a fee or a withdrawal charge or a penalty of any kind. And he said to me, he goes, I don't like those withdrawal charges. I don't like the fees on there. I've been burned before from cashing out a life insurance policy that had withdrawal charges. And I said to him, I go, but how is that different than your bond ladder? And he kind of looked at me quizzically and said, what do you mean? And I said, well, the whole purpose of your bond ladder, which is to protect you against rising interest rates, assumes illiquidity. It assumes you're going to keep your bonds in place until they come due. And if interest rates rise and you have a cash need, or you've got to access the money in that bond portfolio, you will be subject to the current market prices. And if interest rates have risen, you will pay a potentially a very steep penalty. And this all comes back to our risk management model. Okay, we live in a different world than we have in the past. You need to think outside the box and you really need to compare these investments side by side and really look at them, because there are intricate differences that a lot of people don't pick up on just because you're not doing this every day. You're not really thinking about it. And we've been trained to think about things a certain way by Wall Street and investment banks and 35 years of declining interest rates. That's what we're used to. But the world has changed. And you got to change the way you think about it. You've got to look at things in terms of absolute risk and return. Okay, so we'll talk more about this. This is a complex concept, but it's one that I've received several times and several questions regarding this issue about bonds and bond laddering and interest rates and alternatives. And it's something every investor out there can benefit from, especially if you own bonds or you're concerned about your retirement future. So if you have any other questions, we've got resources at the website at knowyourriskradio.com. You can go there. You can also get a free risk assessment over the phone. We do these every week for listeners. 15 minutes. We'll go over what you've got, tell you what your risks are, and what we would do to lower your risks and hopefully increase your returns. So you can give us a call at 866-779-RISK. Again, 866-779-RISK. And you can even go to our website, again, knowyourriskradio.com, and schedule one of those risk reviews, 15 minutes typically, on our little online scheduler there. And but anyway, we'll get back to more of these questions and we'll finish up this. We got to take a break, but you're listening to Know Your Risk Radio on AM 770 KTTH.
Is my money manager a value investor? Could I be getting better returns with an annuity instead of bonds? How often should I rebalance? How much risk is my portfolio actually exposed to? Well, don't go anywhere. This is Know Your Risk Radio, brought to you by Abraham & Company. Three generations and decades of experience helping families with customized investment strategies. Strategies that are not influenced by the big banks and Wall Street brokerage houses. You can download the Know Your Risk Radio podcast and schedule your free 15-minute risk review at knowyourriskradio.com.
Hi, this is Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Abraham & Company and host of Know Your Risk Radio on KTTH. If you're retired or about ready to retire, significant losses in the market could be devastating and forever change the course of your life. Don't let this happen to you. Give us a call and we'll show you what famous life coach Anthony Robbins refers to as the elevator that can only go up. It's a program we offer our clients that rises with the stock market, but it's guaranteed not to lose money when the market goes down. For over 30 years, Abraham & Company has been helping Northwest families transition their life savings from the asset accumulation phase to the preservation phase. Call us right now and see how to participate in market gains and not the losses. Call us at 1-866-779-RISK. That's 866-779-RISK. Or go to our website at knowyourriskradio.com.
Abraham & Company is a registered investment advisor and an SEC registered broker-dealer, member FINRA and SIPC.
Did you know many growth-focused annuities average between 5 and 6% annual growth? As the market goes up, you go up. When the market goes down, even if it was to go to zero, your account stays level. With growth-focused annuities, both your principal and interest gained over previous years is guaranteed. And today, they generate substantially more income than most bonds. Go to knowyourriskradio.com right now and schedule your free 15-minute risk review to find out if a growth-focused annuity may be right for you. KnowYourRiskRadio.com.
Now, back to Know Your Risk Radio with Zach Abraham on AM 770 KTTH.
All right, welcome back. Thanks for sticking with us. So I threw a lot at you, and I wish we could make this a little more simple. One of our goals is to break this down into edible bites, you know, things that you can absorb. And I realize you guys aren't staring at two screens all day like we are and you know, doing all the research. You've got your own jobs. And hopefully that's what we can provide for our clients, and that's our aim, is to bring our expertise. And you know, again, in a market like we're in, an economy like we're in, with interest rates where we're at, and negative rates halfway around the world and all these different things, if you're just going somewhere and they're sticking your name into a computer and saying this is the portfolio you should have based around pound your age and the past 80 years of market history, guess what? We're not in the past 80 years of market history. So many things have changed. You guys know that. And you got to change with it, especially the closer you get to retirement. And there are all kinds of things we can do to lower the amount of exposure and risk you have without killing your returns. You don't have to do that. And you just need to hear different approaches. You need to hear different ideas that people aren't talking about. And that's what we attempt to do in a risk management model. I was mentioning earlier the gentleman I met with at Microsoft and actually had a great chat with, gone back and forth over email and met twice in person. And we were talking about the market and how his ETFs have done really well. And I asked him, I said, you know, there's a lot of overvalued stocks out there. For those of you who listen to the radio show, you've heard me rail at how overvalued the markets are. Well, they're even more overvalued after this week. And he said, well, I don't know, own any of those. I own ETFs. And I said, okay, well, then you do own them. And he kind of looked at me weird. I said, look, ETFs are no magic formula. right? Neither are mutual funds. They're made up of stocks. And the funny thing is when you own an ETF, the bigger companies, the Apples and the Googles and the Netflix and the Facebooks, they make up the heaviest weight or the biggest part of the ETF. Because the ETF just tracks like the exchange or the index. And so you actually own disproportionately high levels of those kind of stocks that are the most overvalued. Okay? Again, this isn't doomsday. I'm not telling you that they're going to cascade tomorrow. What I'm saying is you're exposed to risk. And almost every client I've sat down with, especially in the last year, is shocked when we actually go through and they really understand what it is that they own. And then I show them ways that, now this is absolutely real, and I'll be happy to show you this. There are tools that we have, that we have used, that, and I showed this to the gentleman at Microsoft, that if he'd invested in this tool or taken this approach in 2006 to today, he would have been exposed to no risk over the last 10 years and would have actually had a greater rate of return than he would have had had he been in the stock market. You sit there and go, how is that possible? It is. It is. And I'll show you. Now, we're a stock brokerage firm and a registered investment advisor. We believe in the long-term value of stocks. I'm not telling you to freak out and sell your stocks. What I'm saying is that there are several things we can do to lower your risk exposure and not have to have you give up the rates of return. Because that's the other thing. When governments are printing money like it's going out of style, which we still are, and most governments around the world are doing the exact same thing, we can't just protect ourselves against loss. We also have to make enough money to outpace inflation. So we've got to balance it. Again, we need to look at the risks. And everybody can benefit from this, whether you do it through us, you do it through somebody else. These are things you should know. If you could have gotten a greater return over the last 10 years and taken no risk doing it, why wouldn't you want to do that? Well, you would. Because what do investments come down to? There's only three things in investing that matters: upside potential, downside risk, and cost. If you can win in every single category, it's a better investment. Now, depending on who you are and where you are and things like that, but it's a better investment. And there are tools out there. There are things we can use. So give us a call at 1-866-779-RISK, and I'd be happy to go over it with you. Like I say, it doesn't obligate you to anything. I just, you know, there are some good guys out there that want to protect people and want to show you how to better protect your legacy and your nest egg and what you've worked your whole life for. And you don't have to do it through us, but we can help you out. We can show you some interesting tools that you probably weren't aware of or that you haven't seen. And that's exactly why we do the radio show. That's why I come up to Seattle every week and do it. That's why we do the Financial Advisor Challenge. I've worked in the big firms. I've worked in four of them, actually. You're not getting the complete story. You don't know what's available to you. And we love it. It's a business, no question about it, but it's also a passion of ours to protect our clients and protect people and inform them and show them insights and give them different tools to accomplish their goals. So you can go get some of that information just off our website too. You don't even have to talk to us. If you listen to me every week, maybe you don't want to talk to me. Understandable. I think my wife probably feels like that sometimes. But you can go to the website. You know, we've got a piece on there, how to turn your 401k into a pension. You can go to the company website. There's links on there as well. You can also get onto our website, and this is something I want to direct clients to, which I did at the retirement roundtable. But we've got a link on the front of our website at Abraham & Company where it says, on the lower left-hand corner, it says broker check. We encourage clients to get on there and look at our history at the SEC. See if we've ever been charged with crimes or misdemeanors or DUIs or, you know, anything like that. You can see our complete background and our complete firm history. And what you'll see is that we've been here for 33 years and we've never even had so much as a client complaint. But I don't want you to take my word for it. I want you to look for yourself and then save that link and use it on anybody that you talk to. Protect yourself. And this is what we're all about. Obviously, we'd love to have you as a client, but we also want you to be able to benefit even if you don't become a client. Maybe you got a great advisor. But maybe you can learn some stuff from us that you can take back to your advisor and say, hey, did you see this? And, you know, educating yourself is never a bad idea. So, like I said, give us a call. Go to the website, knowyourriskradio.com. Check that stuff out. But don't go anywhere. We got to take a break. But up next, and I just referenced this earlier, we're going to do the Financial Advisor Challenge. These are questions that you can take back to your financial advisor that at the very least should spur a conversation. At the very least should make the lights go on between both of you and go, hey, maybe there's some different things that we should be doing. And if you're like all of the people we talk to every single week, I'm virtually certain there are other things you can be doing and ways to protect yourself, but not just protect yourself, also have potentially greater gains. So it's, you know, this isn't a one-side proposition. So anyway, we got to run. Stick with us. Again, the Financial Advisor Challenge is coming up next. And one of our favorite segments. Hope you enjoy it. So stick with us. This is Know Your Risk Radio on AM 770 KTTH.
Is my money manager a value investor? Could I be getting better returns with an annuity instead of bonds? How often should I rebalance? How much risk is my portfolio actually exposed to? Well, don't go anywhere. This is Know Your Risk Radio, brought to you by Abraham & Company. Three generations and decades of experience helping families with customized investment strategies. Strategies that are not influenced by the big banks and Wall Street brokerage houses. You can download the Know Your Risk Radio podcast and schedule your free 15-minute risk review at knowyourriskradio.com.
The entire goal of investing is maximizing your returns while minimizing your risk, which seems pretty obvious, right? Well, what's not obvious is how to do that in a 0% interest rate environment with bond prices at all-time highs. Hi, this is Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Abraham & Company, and host of Know Your Risk Radio on AM 770 KTTH. One of the dirtiest words in the investment world is annuity. And from the time Abraham & Company was founded in 1982 till midway through 2012, we agreed, and we never recommended an annuity for a single client. Well, times have changed, and so have annuities. Most clients benefit from moving their bond money into a growth-focused annuity, which is guaranteed against loss and paying between 5 to 6% a year, compared to the 1 to 2% they're getting with most bonds. So go to knowyourriskradio.com right now and schedule your free 15-minute risk review to find out if a growth-focused annuity might be right for you. That's knowyourriskradio.com.
Abraham & Company is a registered investment advisor and an SEC-registered broker-dealer, member FINRA and SIPC.
If you listen to Know Your Risk Radio, you hear Zach talk about free 15-minute risk reviews all the time. Well, what is it? Your free risk review is the tool Abraham & Company uses to identify how much money you need to accomplish your retirement goals. That amount of money is then expressed as a percentage of your total portfolio, and Zach will show you a side-by-side comparison of how your money is currently invested versus the strategy that Abraham & Company takes to help you, regardless of market conditions, retire when and how you want to. Schedule your free 15-minute risk review at knowyourriskradio.com. KnowYourRiskRadio.com.
You're listening to Know Your Risk Radio with Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Abraham & Company.
All right, welcome back to the show. Thanks for sticking with us. Next up is one of my favorite segments. Every single week. Well, we don't do it every week, but we do it often. And it dovetails into what we were just talking about, meaning that what Warren Buffett does, or what the best way to make money investing is, or what, it doesn't apply to you. What we need to be looking at is what is the best way to invest your money based on your retirement and your goals and your life. And if you think about it, it just makes sense. We're not trying to build you into the next Berkshire Hathaway. We're trying to make sure you can retire and live the life you want. That's the point. And so one of the first things that we do, and this is why the advisor challenge is so valuable, and I think it's probably the thing that we've had the biggest response to, and people calling to say, hey, I want to do that 15-minute risk review, is what are the risks, right? In every marketplace, there's a risk. There's something we're worried about. Well, one of the nice things about what's currently going on in the global marketplace is it's very easy to define what the risks are. Timing them and figuring out when they're going to happen or when they're going to affect you, that's the tough part. But we know what the risks are. What are the risks? Well, we're at all-time highs and near all-time high valuations. So a market collapse like 2008 or 2000, that's a risk. Okay. The flip side of it is governments are spending money like drunken sailors. We're running record federal deficits, record debt. So inflation is another risk, right? That's a main risk. And a new risk that's different is while markets are at all-time highs and real estate's at all-time highs and blah, 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 we also have bonds at record highs. So a bond collapse is another big risk. Now, there may be three, you know, there may be more than those, you know, ancillary risks floating around out there, but those are the three main things that keep us up at night that we should be paid attention to. And I don't think anybody would argue that those are main risks. So is your portfolio properly reflecting those three main risks that everybody knows about? Or are you invested just like you would have been in 1985 with your advisor, right? Because those risks that I just talked about didn't exist in 1985. So should your portfolio be invested the exact same way? Probably not. But to make sure, give us a call. 15 minutes. We'll take a look at what you've got. We'll do the side-by-side comparison. And then we'll give you questions to go back and ask your advisor. And that's what the advisor challenge is. We're not trying to trick anybody. But I want you and your advisor, should you choose to stay there and keep him, I want him to at least be able to answer to you and explain to you why you're invested the way you are. And this is a perfect segue into our financial advisors challenge and the questions you should be asking your financial advisor. So, and I've got a great example. A client of ours that joined our firm about a year and a half ago had about $1.5 million of her portfolio in bonds. She had a lot of family. She had kids that were relying on that money and you know, to get through college and grandkids to get through college. And this money has a purpose. And over the previous 3 years, that $1.5 million had made her a combined 1.5%. So it was averaging 0.5%. She could have made that in a savings account, right? Taking no risk. Horrible risk management. Why would I take the risk of default, meaning the bond or whoever issues the bond goes belly up, or inflation, maybe inflation shoots up and they jack interest rates up, therefore my bond becomes less valuable? There's all types of things. If I'm earning 0.5% a year, I mean, to say I better have no risk is sort of the, you know, understatement of the year. You know, I mean, risk better be the furthest thing from that scenario. Because again, I'm not being paid, right? If we're going to take risk, it better pay. If we're risking 10% of our capital, we better have the potential of making a 30 or 40% return, right? Now, she probably had some of the same trepidations that many of you do listening. And what I was telling her was very different from what she heard. And she was being helped out by a wealth management firm that's fairly well known. I don't want to say anything bad about them on the air, so I won't name them, but very well known on the West Coast. And you know, they're for high net worth individuals and they do a good job. But I said, okay, to prove my point, rather than just believing me, I want you to take these questions and I want you to call your contact there and ask them these questions. And the first question is basic. What's in my portfolio? Meaning a breakdown of stocks and bonds. I want to know what it is because I see a bunch of different funds here. Some are income funds, some are balanced funds. What is my percentage of stocks and bonds? Once you've got that, and that should be pretty telling because that if you're close to retirement, I guarantee you it's probably going to be 60-40 or 50-50. It should be. If it's not, that's a whole nother conversation we should have, but we'll attack that at a different time. And the next question you need to ask is, why do I own so many bonds? Assuming that that percentage is 40 to 50. And what they're going to tell you is they're going to tell you diversification. Just like what we've been talking about on this show for show after show. And then you ask them, what have my gains been on those bonds over the last 2 years, 3 years? Don't let them tell you that it's all part of the same fund. It's impossible to break it apart. That's nonsense. They should be able to run that analytic for you in a matter of minutes. And then I want you to ask them, what is my potential downside? What if, like in 2003, what will happen to the price of these bonds if over the next couple years, we revert to where we were in 2003 and the U.S. 10-year treasury is yielding 6.5%. Ask them what will happen to the value of the bonds you currently own. So now we've got a picture of how many bonds you own, right? Because we asked them, what's my allocation? We asked, what are my gains? And what is my potential downside? And then I want you to ask them, well, based on that risk reward scenario, meaning that my potential upside is the bond's not defaulting and I continue to make this measly amount of interest that's not even the amount, you know, doesn't even equal the inflation rate, versus the last question I said, you know, which is, what is my potential downside if interest rates go up? And then ask them, should I be taking that risk when I'm making such little interest? Does it make sense to take on that risk if my downside is 25, 30% and my upside's 1.5? Well, I can tell you, I gave that same list of questions to this client, and I can tell you exactly what they told her. She went through the list and they told her, you know what? You're right. There is some downside risk there. You know, overall, it wouldn't change your investment outlook if you took that $1.5 million and just stuck in a savings account. And I about choked when I heard that. I couldn't believe, I mean, I was glad that they were honest with her, but I choked because I sat there and I went, man, you guys have been charging her, you know, 1% a year to manage that money. And you're just admitting to her that, yeah, basically your investment outlook wouldn't be any different if you stuck it in a savings account. That's crazy. But you need to get them to tell you this because I don't expect you to believe me. But if you ask them these questions, you'll start to understand why we at Abraham & Company push the things that we do and why we take the approach that we take. Because this isn't our opinion. The only reason your financial advisor hasn't told you this is A, because he probably doesn't understand the concepts we're discussing, and B, it probably just never dawned on him. Why are you in bonds? Because that's what we do with people your age. Well, we don't live in normal times. And if you want to see how we do things, again, you can go to the website at knowyourriskradio.com and you can sign up on our online calendar for the free portfolio review. We do 16 of them every week. Or you can give us a call at 866-779-RISK. Again, 866-779-RISK. And call and get your guide about how to turn your 401k into a pension. You can also, like I said, schedule your same portfolio analysis where in 15 minutes, we'll sit down over the phone. You can talk to me directly and we'll do the side-by-side comparison of what you currently own and how we believe you should be invested and the different returns that will result from that. You're listening to Know Your Risk Radio on AM 770 KTTH.
Is my money manager a value investor? Could I be getting better returns with an annuity instead of bonds? How often should I rebalance? How much risk is my portfolio actually exposed to? Well, don't go anywhere. This is Know Your Risk Radio, brought to you by Abraham & Company. Three generations and decades of experience helping families with customized investment strategies. Strategies that are not influenced by the big banks and Wall Street brokerage houses. You can download the Know Your Risk Radio podcast and schedule your free 15-minute risk review at knowyourriskradio.com.
Hi, this is Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Abraham & Company, and host of Know Your Risk Radio on AM 770 KTTH.
Are you retired or getting close? Are you worried about risking your savings to get the returns you need out of your investments? Did you know many growth-focused annuities average between 5 to 6% annual growth? With growth-focused annuities, as the market goes up, you go up. When the market goes down, even if it was to go to zero, both your principal and interest gained over previous years is guaranteed. And today, growth-focused annuities generate substantially more income than most bonds. Go to knowyourriskradio.com right now and schedule your free 15-minute risk review and find out if a growth-focused annuity might be right for you. Or give us a call and we'll show you how you can invest your hard-earned retirement money, earn a good return, and never risk losing a penny. Call now at 866-779-RISK. 866-779-RISK.
Abraham & Company is a registered investment advisor and an SEC-registered broker-dealer, member FINRA and SIPC.
If you listen to Know Your Risk Radio, you hear Zach talk about free 15-minute risk reviews all the time. Well, what is it? Your free risk review is the tool Abraham & Company uses to identify how much money you need to accomplish your retirement goals. That amount of money is then expressed as a percentage of your total portfolio, and Zach will show you a side-by-side comparison of how your money is currently invested versus the strategy that Abraham & Company takes to help you, regardless of market conditions, retire when and how you want to. Schedule your free 15-minute risk review at knowyourriskradio.com. Know Your Risk Radio.com.
Now, back to Know Your Risk Radio with Zach Abraham on AM 770 KTTH.
All right, welcome back to the show. I want to get right into this segment because I don't want to waste time. One of the things that I've heard most, you guys have heard me talk about how
how smart and enlightened the KTTH audience is. And I really mean that. I'm not just saying that to shine you on. It's such a difference meeting with KTTH listeners than a lot of the other clients right off the street. And for those of them that are listening, I don't mean to demean them at all, but just a little bit different in terms of how informed you are. And the number one thing I've run into listening to KTTH listeners is, you know, I understand the markets go up, but I'm not buying into this fad or that fad. I'm just going with traditional blue chip dividend paying companies that have good, safe dividends and you know, going that route. Because I agree with you. Things are rough out there. And every time I hear that, I think my face probably goes a little bit white. And I want to just say before I get further into this, that has traditionally been our favorite thing to do over the last 30 years. Just for several reasons. A, it gives us income. B, it gives us padding to the downside, right? If I'm collecting 6 or 7% on a dividend, you know, if a stock goes down 8 or 10%, it hurts a lot less because that loss is being subsidized. The other thing is if the stock goes down more than that, that's fine. I'll use the dividends to buy back more stock at a cheaper price. And we call that dollar cost averaging and dividend reinvesting. I love it. The problem with that is, and it doesn't mean all stocks, but in general, there is no sector of stock right now that is higher priced and more expensive than dividend paying stocks. There are so many and I'm not going to make direct recommendations, but for those of you that play along in the markets, go pull up a chart on Caterpillar. Go look at their earnings and their revenues over the last 16 months and look at the price of their stock. As the company has made less and less money, as the company has gone into deeper and deeper debt, the price of their stock's gone up 55 to 60% because everybody's confident of a recovery in manufacturing and capital investment that is not going to come. And it's not going to come for several reasons. It's not coming. One of the things that none of these analysts talk about, because so few of them have ever gotten their feet dirty, being out at a mining site or an oil site, the places that actually buy Caterpillar equipment, is how much used inventory there is out there. And let me tell you, especially with the drop in oil prices, guys that are mining, and we know these guys running oil operations, again, we've done oil drilling in the past, we know these guys. They're not looking for new equipment to buy. There's a dearth, there is a glut of used good equipment out there. And that's just one of many examples. Am I telling you to go sell Caterpillar? No, I'm not making any recommendations. I'm using it as an example. Why is it so highly valued? Because it's paying a 4.5% dividend. How are they paying that level of dividend? They're buying back their own stock. Again, remember we always say we're talking about facts? These are facts. These are absolute facts. And if you want me to walk you through it, if you want to call and get a 15-minute risk review and just have me walk through the Caterpillar situation and explain to you what has us so concerned, we can do that. We can spend the 15 minutes doing that. Like I said, our number one goal is to help people and educate people. Because we know if we do that, you know, the business side of running our firm will take care of itself. It always has. But you need to hear this warning, because what you think is safe, people think bonds are safe and dividend paying stocks are safe. In a weird way, those are two of the most dangerous places to be right now. I've got little growth companies that I feel infinitely more secure about than I would some of these big blue chip dividend payers. And I know that sounds crazy. Why? Because they're not paying a dividend. All these low interest rates have pushed everybody toward dividends. So if something's got a 5% dividend, you know, you got to pay like you weigh. Everybody just wants it, right? Because they got to generate yield. They can't do it in bonds. They can't do it anywhere else. So they can't get it in their savings account or CDs or whatever. They got to generate the yield. And that's what's so scary about this market bubble. And I do believe we're in a bubble. I make no apologies for saying that. There's no telling when it'll pop. But we are. I mean, there's really no way to look at it to come to any other conclusion. And that being said, it could go on for a while. But where I know I don't want to be is I don't want to be at the front edge of that. And that's where bonds and dividend paying stocks are, more specifically dividend. Well, bonds are crazily valued too. But those two safe havens that investors have always seen as a safe place to park money, they're not. And it's you need to at least review what dividend-paying stocks. You need to figure out how they're paying that dividend. You need to understand the valuation assigned to that company. Because if you're buying Caterpillar right now for a 4.5% dividend and the stock loses 35%, which it should do, right? I mean, at least, you know, it's trading at $85 a share. I mean, I wouldn't even be interested. Well, I don't want to get into specific recommendations. That's a nightmare. But you need to take a look at these things, and you need to figure out why and how these companies are paying the dividends, what it means to you, and where the value of that company should be. And if you want to do that, give us a call. 866-779-RISK. Again, 866-779-RISK. We'll do the 15-minute portfolio review, and I'll walk you through exactly how we break the stock down, how we look at it, why we think it's expensive. It's not just us knee-jerk, oh, that's an expensive stock, don't touch it. I'm actually bummed about it. It was down at one point in the last 16 months, and we were getting interested, but it didn't get cheap enough. So it's not that I hate it. But anyway, give us a call, or you can go to the website at knowyourriskradio.com, and you can sign up on our online schedule there. Sign up for that 15-minute risk review. And again, we'll walk you through it. These are things that everybody needs to know. Our job is to educate. Our job is to get the word out there and save people money. And even if that means you don't stick with us, even if that means you don't sign up with us, just get the information. And, you know, it's not like you're going to take my word as gospel, but it's one more piece of evidence I'm going to put in your hand, and we'll just go down the facts. I'll just walk you through it. I'll pull up their balance sheet and just say, hey, here's what concerns us. Look at this. Look at this. Look at this. And it's also a great way to get educated. You know, we tell our clients we don't want them just holding our hand, trusting us. We want them to understand why it is that we're doing what we're doing. Because an involved client is a client that has a better end result every single time. We got to take another break. Thanks for joining us. For those of you that haven't heard the show before, you can go to the website and request a free 15-minute risk review over the phone. We'll walk you through what we would advise for you versus what you currently have and show you the difference in the performances over the years. You can also give us a call at 866-779-RISK. Again, 866-779-RISK. And give us a call. We're all about risk management. And due to the different things that we've been talking about, levels of the economy, geopolitics, inflation creeping up, record low interest rates, you need to be looking at your investment portfolio different than you did 20 years ago. It's a different environment. So give us a call. I guarantee you haven't talked to somebody that has quite our take on it. That much I can promise you. So thanks for sticking with us. You're listening to Know Your Risk Radio on AM 770 KTTH.
Is my money manager a value investor? Could I be getting better returns with an annuity instead of bonds? How often should I rebalance? How much risk is my portfolio actually exposed to? Well, don't go anywhere. This is Know Your Risk Radio, brought to you by Abraham & Company. Three generations and decades of experience helping families with customized investment strategies. Strategies that are not influenced by the big banks and Wall Street brokerage houses. You can download the Know Your Risk Radio podcast and schedule your free 15-minute risk review at knowyourriskradio.com.
Hi, this is Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Abraham & Company and host of Know Your Risk Radio on KTTH. If you're retired or about ready to retire, significant losses in the market could be devastating and forever change the course of your life. Don't let this happen to you. Give us a call and we'll show you what famous life coach Anthony Robbins refers to as the elevator that can only go up. It's a program we offer our clients that rises with the stock market, but it's guaranteed not to lose money when the market goes down. For over 30 years, Abraham & Company has been helping Northwest families transition their life savings from the asset accumulation phase to the preservation phase. Call us right now and see how to participate in market gains and not the losses. Call us at 1-866-779-RISK. That's 866-779-RISK. Or go to our website at knowyourriskradio.com.
Abraham & Company is a registered investment advisor and an SEC registered broker dealer, member FINRA and SIPC.
If you listen to Know Your Risk Radio, you hear Zach talk about free 15-minute risk reviews all the time. Well, what is it? Your free risk review is the tool Abraham & Company uses to identify how much money you need to accomplish your retirement goals. That amount of money is then expressed as a percentage of your total portfolio, and Zach will show you a side-by-side comparison of how your money is currently invested versus the strategy that Abraham & Company takes to help you, regardless of market conditions, retire when and how you want to. Schedule your free 15-minute risk review at knowyourriskradio.com. KnowYourRiskRadio.com.
You're listening to Know Your Risk Radio with Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Abraham & Company.
All right, we're back. Thanks for sticking with us. One thing, and I don't know how close most of you watch the markets. You've probably had enough drama to pay attention to in the last, especially 3 months or so. But we talked about gold on here before, and we believe that gold is a great thing to own long term. We don't want to load up on it. We don't want to make it our primary investment vehicle by any stretch of the imagination. But it's always good to have a portion there in your portfolio. It's not just our opinion. A lot of great investors see it that way. And gold has had a rough week, which is not what a lot of people predicted. It's been all over the place. Unusually volatile environment for gold. And had some calls from existing clients and new clients and said, hey, what's going on with gold? You know, what's happening? Should we sell it? Should we get out of there? Look, gold is what we view as a long-term insurance policy against the unknown. And that doesn't change. We got to put these things into context, right? Gold has pulled back, I think, about 4% this week. The bottom is not falling out of it. And it's not something that we necessarily want to time. We'll buy a little more when we think it's really cheap, like we did in December of last year. And we rode that through Brexit and then sold, took some profits on it, and throttled back. And then got back to our historical average between, you know, 5 to 7% of the portfolio in gold or gold-related assets. It's a long-term type of thing. And we don't want to time it. We're not market timers. We're investors. And just because you see it go down, you shouldn't freak out. Now, that's assuming you own the right kind. And, you know, there's a lot of misconceptions out there about how to own gold. What's the best way to do it? You know, we may not have the market cornered on that, but we understand the gold industry pretty well. My father, who's the principal of the firm, has been the CEO of a publicly traded gold mining company for, I think, 27 years, 28 years. I've spent entire summers of my childhood at a operating gold mine. We know the industry really well. We know a lot of the people. Again, that does not mean we're huge gold bugs. We believe it has a small portion of your portfolio. It's insurance against the unknown. And that doesn't change it, but don't freak out. Think of it like that, right? When the economy is doing really well or we install new smoke alarms in our house, we don't cancel our homeowner's insurance, right? So gold's the same way. It's a long-term hold. When it gets really cheap, maybe we pick up a little more. When we think it's gotten really expensive, maybe we take some profits. But it's just an insurance policy. And don't overreact. That being said, don't jump in there right now and go, oh, it's down, I'm buying it up because this is a short-term blip. You know, you can't time these things. So what you do in these times, and that's what I'm telling you, no issues have been resolved this week. And the outlook for business looks better. But people, we have valuations at all-time highs. The only time the stock market's been more valuable than it is now was in 1929 and 1999. Okay, so I don't really know how much higher people expect things to go. So there's still a lot of risks out there. I think that we're probably better equipped to deal with those risks, but it doesn't mean that there's not going to be turbulence. It doesn't mean that there's going to be issues. All the issues that existed last week are still here today. That hasn't changed. So this is not a time to get crazy, you know, over-exuberant or over-aggressive. If the market was 50% off its highs or 30% off its highs, we might be talking about that, but that's not where we are. It's still a time to be cautious. So one of the easiest ways you can do that is for a risk assessment. Figure out, are you as safe as you can be? And you can do that by giving us a call at 866-779-RISK. And we can do a side-by-side comparison, both on performance, which is important. Remember, we're not advocating that you forget about that. What we're saying is a lot of times we can improve the performance and improve security. So we can do that in our 15-minute risk analysis. You can also go to the website at knowyourriskradio.com. Check out some of the material we've got there. Listen to some of the other podcasts, some of the other shows we've done. And hopefully glean some information and learn some things to educate yourself and make you a better and smarter investor. So anyway, thanks for joining us this week. Crazy week. But I look forward to touching base with you next week. And have a great rest of your weekend. Go Hawks, and we'll talk to you next week. This is Know Your Risk Radio on AM 770 KTTH.
Thanks for listening to Know Your Risk Radio on AM 770 KTTH. Whether it's preservation of capital or an aggressive growth strategy, every investor needs a clearly defined risk profile. Know Your Risk and download your free risk profile at knowyourriskradio.com. Tune in next week to Know Your Risk Radio with your host, Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Abraham & Company.